my next guest has brought in carrots for this donkey too, I see. We hope it's COVID compliant. Nevin Maguire, how are you?
Great to see you, Brendan. Virtual hug to you. Good to see you.
So you have food here. But before we come to that, Nevin, with your restaurateur hat on first, obviously a lot of uncertainty again, Christmas being cancelled left, right and centre. Yeah. What's your view on things out there?
Yeah, it's very fragile, to be honest with you. We're getting a lot of cancellations, the whole industry. And I think you can't really think too far ahead, one day, one week at a time. People are maybe a little bit nervous. Yeah, I think Christmas is, it's just going to be interesting to see the way it's going to pan out. For our point of view, you know, our bookings are steady. We're still doing 50% less. We've given every 2 metres. So our business really hasn't changed. But we definitely have seen it now in the last week, a lot of cancellations. And thankfully, touch wood, as soon as they're coming in, there's people kind of snapping them up. So it's just a bit up in the air now, to be honest with you. It really is a difficult time.
And of course, you're in a fortunate position in a way in that, like, people like to go to MacNean House and there are people always looking for
weekends. And like, it's all Irish people, you know. I mean, like, people will travel and come up to us for the night, so we feel very, very fortunate, Brendan, to be through for which. But definitely the word in the street, it's that people are worried about Christmas in our industry and see how it pans out. As I say, you can't plan too far ahead, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, look, I can't keep talking. I want to know what's over here. Now, is this COVID compliant, all of this food
made in
restaurant conditions? Okay. What are we talking about today?
So we're talking about, you know, let's not cook tonight. Let's watch a movie and do some nice finger food, a little bit interesting. But you're not going to be too long in the kitchen.
Excellent.
And very, very simple. We have a couple of lovely recipes. Obviously, they'll be on your web page. So we'll talk about some popcorn, first of all. Everyone knows popcorn.
So this is, if the kids are going to be at home a bit more over the next while, the party is literally going to be in your own house with your own family. So
that's it.
It's spruce up dinner time by making it more of a little party event.
A little finger food. I mean, like, you know, you could call it your own little family party, whatever like that. Let's just still enjoy food as much as we can. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
So a lovely little recipe for curry popcorn. Just get your microwave popcorn if you want to, or your fresh, or your little popcorn kernels. And what you can do is crush some garlic, a little bit of curry powder, a little bit of oil and butter, and literally toss your cooked popcorn in that. That just jazzes something simple from your basic popcorn. You can put in chili. I'm using some curry powder. So you can just jazz it up a little bit, so you can, which I think is really, really fun.
Yeah.
But this is one of my favourites. This is a little dressing here for cocktail sausages. Now, who doesn't like cocktail sausages?
Okay, hang on, go back to the popcorn one second. Yeah, because you also, you're suggesting that you can basically get a huge batch of popcorn and then add in all kinds of different little sweets and savouries.
That, Brendan, I'd probably cook out the garlic a little bit, just in a low heat, just to warm it through. You get that lovely kind of roast flavour, and then we would put in some curry powder, cook out the spices, add in some butter, and then toss in your popcorn and then hand that around.
But I'm more interested in putting a bowl of popcorn and getting chocolate and rubbish and stuff in there as well. How do we set this up?
Well, listen, you can melt some really, really nice chocolate and just drizzle that over it if you want to.
Yeah.
You can, he's licking his lips here, and try and get some really good quality chocolate, like a nice Coverture chocolate. You could throw in some toasted nuts into that, so you can jazz that up. You can toast some popcorn or some marshmallows and put that in too, which will work really, really well with it. But the key is the really good chocolate, I think, will work really well in it.
Okay, love it. Because like people do an amateur version of that, which is eating crisps and popcorn, maybe a Mars bar in the other hand, but you're saying put it all together in the bowl first. I love it.
Variety, that's the key.
Okay, so now I know these sausages well. Yeah, tell us about this dip.
Cocktail sausages, it's the dressing that really makes them. So just get your little cocktail sausages, seal them off in the pan. So that means just browning them for a minute or two. And this dressing is gorgeous. It's a lovely kind of like an Asian kind of infused or inspired dressing. So we have some sesame seeds, we have a little bit of honey, we also have a little touch of balsamic. We have hoisin, which is lovely, you know, in your crispy duck pancakes.
Yeah.
It's a great little dressing, and some soya sauce. And this will keep for weeks and weeks in your fridge. So you literally just toss your sausages in this dressing, and it becomes lovely and sticky and sweet and gorgeous. And then just hand them around with big bowls. Trust me, you can never have enough of these.
Oh, no, I know what they are. They are fantastic. Okay, what else have you got there?
I bought in some mango, and I actually put some pineapple into it in the salsa. And we're going to talk about prawns. So this is like a little kind of like a cup up, and it's done from a lovely cod salad, which is lovely and crunchy, but it's the lovely salsa that really elevates the prawns. And you can do this with chicken too, you don't have to do it with the prawns, but I really like this because you peel and you dice a mango, and make sure it's nice and ripe, a little bit of chilli oil, some coriander, a touch of lime zest and juice, and that just lifts it, Brendan. And just for any of your listeners, if they get a mango and it's very hard and underripe, just let it ripen in your kitchen, not in the fridge.
So the mango will ripen once you get it home, because you know a lot of them are like lumpers from the supermarket.
It in the supermarket, just press it that it feels a nice little bit of soft. If it's too hard, don't buy that, just move on to another one. But I put a little bit of coriander into this and some chilli oil and a little bit of sweet chilli sauce, which will just give a lovely bit of a kick. So you get that lovely zanginess, that freshness, and then you just get a little bit of a cod salad, couple of prawns which are already cooked, warm them up at room temperature, don't serve them straight from the fridge, and then a spoonful of this. Or this is gorgeous, even over some chicken breast. It's really as beautiful. So it is.
Sounds good. And you literally, that's a thing.
That's it.
Pick up your little bit of lettuce.
One bite, exactly. One prawn, depending on the size of the prawn. You can cut them up, chop them up if you want. You can mix them with this. But a lot of these things can be made easily and will keep for a week, which is the key to it, so it is. Yeah. Now, I bought in this, Brendan, this is what you call a celeriac remoulade. Sounds really fancy. Celeriac is a root vegetable, and it's one of my favourite vegetables, and this is like a celeriac coleslaw. So you get, if you look at it here, Brendan, I've cut it into nice little thin strips, just through a machine, call it a Japanese mandolin, or you can do this by hand. And the key into this is to cook it in boiling water for about maybe, say about 30, 40 seconds, just to blanch it, just to start the cooking process. Okay. And then you wring that out, so you're just removing any excess water. You mix that with some grated apple, a little bit of mayonnaise, some mustard, and some chopped herbs, and that is delicious.
So it's a coleslaw style.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's really good with leftover meats, and also really good with some chorizo. So if you get some lovely, this is some sliced chorizo I just bought in, and it's really delicious just at room temperature, a little bit of toasted sourdough bread. Oh my God.
It's so chorizo on, and then just a little bit of your remoulade on it,
and it keeps really, really, really well. So it does, you know, really is delicious. So it is.
Going back to sausages for a minute, because like you can't beat sausages for all generations. Amanda's perfect. Amelda's, I beg your pardon. Amelda's perfect sausage roll. So you've had a few perfect sausage rolls at this stage in your career now, but it's an evolving process,
I love jazzing them up. If you get really good quality sausages and sausage meat first of all for this recipe, you blend that in the food processor. I like to put in a little bit of basil pesto. In this recipe, we've jazzed them up with some sun-dried tomatoes. That's optional because they can be quite strong. And I make these regularly for the twins at home. And you blend that up with an egg, a little bit of sweet chilli sauce. You pipe it onto some puff pastry, which is just the ready rolled puff pastry, sesame seeds on top, and I'm telling you, they're gorgeous. And you can make them ahead, Brendan, keep them in the freezer, and then just remove them and bake them from frozen. They'll take about 25 minutes or thereabouts. So
okay.
They're fantastic. Okay.
They're a handy one to have in the freezer
one,
You're
right.
Mini frittatas, bacon and thyme.
Again, you got to cook off a little bit of bacon. If you can use, like in Italy, they would use pancetta. You could use some nice streaky smoked Irish bacon if you want to, which would be gorgeous. Cook that off. And I'm doing these in muffin tins. So the egg will cook. So a couple of nice fresh eggs. You can put a little bit of cream in that. And then just a little bit of thyme. Thyme is a great herb in this. You can put in goat's cheese. You can put in some roasted peppers. I bought in some halloumi cheese, which this is an Irish one, which is made in Cork. Your favourite part of the world. And I think it's really, really lovely. So you can jazz this up. So a frittata usually sometimes have got, you can put potatoes in it, but it's mainly egg-based, so it is. Mm. So you can do an individual one that can be made ahead. Sun-dried tomatoes, roasted peppers. So you can kind of mix and experiment. The one I've given you is a little bit of bacon.
And then into the oven then, yeah.
Into the oven, you bake it off at about 170, 180 until it's just set. They'll take about 15 to 18 minutes to cook. And then you just literally unmold them. And if you can serve them warm, I think they're absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I think they need to be warm. Yeah, the egg can start going a bit rubbery.
Yeah, you're right.
And a frittata is it's a great old go-to, isn't it? You can throw whatever you have into it, and a normal frittata, in the pan, and then just flash it under the grill to do the top of it.
Absolutely, you can. You can grate some extra cheese on a good idea, and you can put in even a little bit of goat's cheese or cheddar under the grill. Away you go. It's fantastic, so it is.
Okay, and we'll put all these up, obviously, on rte.ie/Brendan. There's one more here, smoked trout rolls with cream cheese and red onion.
Yeah, now this...
You've lost me now, I have to say, but go on.
There's a really, really wonderful... trout producer and Goatsbridge Farm, Mags Kerwin, and she does fantastic smoked trout. So again, have that at room temperature. You're thinking this time of year, it's always kind of smoked salmon, which is beautiful too, and you can use either. But this one, smoked trout, is lovely. So with some cream cheese, Brendan, a little bit of creme fraiche, just mix in a little bit of whole grain mustard if you want, some lovely fresh herbs and some lemon zest. And this is like a cream cheese mixture that you just spread over some wheaten bread, put on your lovely smoked trout, and then serve it. So the key thing for a couple of things of this, like the smoked trout and also the lovely prawns, room temperature, never straight from the fridge.
Okay.
Take them out half an hour before you're going to have them, because that just lifts them to another lovely kind of flavour profile, and it's nicer when they're at room temperature. Doesn't mean they're hot. They're not. This is a cold little kind of a canopy, if you want, or finger food, and I think it's something you can make ahead. The cream cheese will keep again. So there's lots of inspiration for your listeners here that you can make ahead, and it'll keep really well in the fridge.
Yeah, and that'll be a nice evening at home, a bit of excitement. And there's crispy chicken wings as well, which we'll put up on the website.
I bought you the dressing there, so
yeah. Okay. So the chicken wings hard to get right at home, but anyway, we put up Nevin's methods. Now, Nevin, stay with me a second.
Okay.
That's all we have time for today. And just a reminder, you can listen back to all the items and get Nevin's recipes on our website, rte.ie/Brendan, all our podcasts there. Today's show was produced by Regina Henley. Research was by Michelle Brown. Amandine Pastor-Devine was our broadcast coordinator, and Mark McGrath was on sound, and the series producer is Anne Farrell. But before we go, Nevin, your lockdown hobby was you rediscovered, you got out your decks, got out down all your vinyl and everything, and you became a bit of a sensation. You're an old school dance music aficionado.
I rediscovered my love for dance music, and I had a collection of nearly 3,000 records, and all stored up in the attic. Bless my mother and mother-in-law who stored them correctly. Melda got the decks revamped last Christmas. You must remember we were closed for about 7 months.
Yeah.
So I've had a lot of fun, and I've just enjoying the music. And I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but trust me,
let's find out because you picked a tune for us to go out on today. This is pure tune. No, this is. JX, Son of a Gun, Red Jury and JX mix.
Am I right? It's a classic. Well done.
Is this a big room floor filler in your experience?
Yeah, it really is.
Hands in the air. Okay, so that's Hands in the Air with Nevin McGuire. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Brendan.